The cabin boy had drunk seawater and was lying at the bottom of the boat ill. He was an orphan. They were on the verge of starvation, and the captain said, maybe we better kill the cabin boy and eat him. It's a grim story. I'm sorry even to have to repeat it. And one of the sailors said, first there was a suggestion that they draw lots to see who would die to save the rest. But one of the sailors said, no, he didn't want to have to draw lots. Maybe he didn't want to take the chance of losing. A couple more days pass, still no rescue. So the captain says, we're going to have to kill the cabin boy. And he takes out a knife and stabs the cabin boy in the neck. It kills him. And the three sailors survive by eating the cabin boy. It's a true story. And then they were rescued. And they were taken back to England. They told their story to the authorities. They didn't hide the facts. They were arrested for murder and brought to trial. They said, we acted out of necessity. Three survived. One died, but three of us survived. So here's our first question. If you were the judge, and you were trying to decide what's the right thing to do, how many would convict them of murder and how many would let them go free? Let's take that poll. How many would convict them of murder? And how many would exonerate them, would let them go free, would excuse them? Raise your hand. All right, let's hear those. First of all, let's start with those who would excuse them. You're in the minority, but you might be able to persuade everyone else if you have a good argument. Who will give a reason why he or she would excuse what they did? Yes, stand up so we can hear you.
I think with due process or a democratic agreement, which every civilized person sign up for in the first place, I think the pursuit of a collective happiness doesn't have to stand in the way of the pursuit of the individual happiness.
Okay, let's apply it to the Lightport case, though. You would excuse them because, now you said the pursuit of the collective happiness, which here means survival of the three,
yes,
doesn't have to conflict with the well-being of the individual. But what about the cabin boy?
Well, clearly there was a lack of a poll or a lottery or whatever in that particular case. But again, I would still excuse the three murderers, so-called murderers, because I think they demonstrate the value of my point earlier, that with a due process, you could avoid the injustice, which would...
But wait. What was the due process here? The captain came with a knife and killed the cabin boy. Where is the due process?
Well, in the discussion and the videos, that there wasn't such a process. I agree there, but I
can see people are anticipating things. They've seen this class before. All right, well, let's take it step by step. Now, you're suggesting, tell me if I understand, that if they had agreed to a lottery, and if the cabin boy had lost and had been killed, then it would have been just.
Yeah, it would.
Because there would have been a fair process democratically agreed to. The cabin boy would have consented, in a way, to his own death.
Right.
But he didn't. So why do you think what they did was all right?
Well, I would I wouldn't excuse them in this particular case, even though there was a lack of process, because
why?
If I were the judge, I would take this opportunity to try to make a point that this could be a lesson to be learned or whatever, but
But what's the lesson? Point. The lesson is, if you're very, very hungry, it's all right to kill and eat someone.
No, the lesson would be, if you want to do it next time, draw a lottery.
So next time you're stuck in the lifeboat and starving and there's a cabin boy there, please have a lottery and I hope he agrees. And if you will promise to do that in the future, we'll let you off now. Is that what you would say?
More or less.
Okay. And what's your name?
Ivy.
Ivy. Okay. Who disagrees? Who thinks, who would convict them? And what would you say to these arguments? Yes.
I will convict them because I don't think more sinners survived were justified their action. Because my worry is that I just doubt these are. Because you mentioned that the cabin boy is an orphan, but. Only from this fact can we conclude, draw a safe conclusion that killing an orphan would bring less suffering to the whole society than killing all other men who has family to feed. I just doubt that whether there's such kind of measure of sufferings or happiness, and that's my point.
So we can't measure.
Yes.
Happiness and suffering, pain and pleasure.
It's just very hard to measure. And
all right, but let's follow up the idea that you reminded us of. The cabin boy was an orphan.
Yes. That's the fact you presented.
Yes. And it's true. You can it was true. I wouldn't give you a fact that wasn't true. And being an orphan, if he was lost, he would lose his life and the happiness of living his life. But he didn't have a family. He didn't have a wife. He didn't have children. He didn't have dependents. Now, if those other three had died, suppose they hadn't killed him, and everyone had died, wouldn't the overall level of happiness and welfare be less?
So you're doing a mathematical problem that you think are more sinners worse more than just one single offer? You think that is justice?
Tell me why it isn't.
I think some bad things may from time to time occur in our life. But what if you are that poor cabin boy?
I wouldn't like it.
Not that case, but it can happen to some of us across the world.
Yes.
So I think it is just not right to kill one, only to say that you yourself have to survive, so you justify yourself to kill others. I think it's not a mathematical problem,
right.
Or it's a problem of life. That is
point. So it's very interesting. It's not a mathematical problem. The idea, and the utilitarians do think it's possible. You're right about this. They do think it's possible to add up pleasure and pain and measure it in some way.
Let me take an extreme example. For example, what if this orphan is there founder of a very big charity fund, and he has, for example, thousands of children to support, but the other sinners only have, for example, one or two children to support. So,
well, in that case, all right, that's a good example, good counterexample. So suppose Parker, the cabin boy, the orphan, was actually a very wealthy cabin boy. And he did great works with his wealth, supporting good causes, helping the poor, funding hospitals, building a new library at Fudan University. Making great contributions to the community. And let's suppose that these three other sailors did no charitable works, made few contributions to the common good, in fact, were drunk most of the time. You would say that on the utilitarian calculus, that it would actually be better, more just, for the cabin boy to kill those three and eat them.
Yeah.
Yes?
To perform that, you just can't take this problem as a mathematical problem.
But you've changed the mathematical problem.
Yes, because the key point here is you can't judge from the face of numbers. Some values the underlying values we can't say, but they exist.
Okay, so numbers alone are not enough.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's three versus one, that's not enough.
Yes.
The fact that it's three people with families versus one orphan with no family, that just adds more numbers, and that's not enough.
Even he is a useless orphan that others will convict him, I think.
Oh, but that's different. Even if he were a useless orphan. Even now, suddenly he's no longer a great philanthropist. Suddenly he's no longer funding hospitals. Even then it would be wrong to kill him?
Yes.
Why? Everyone wants to know why.
First of all, the first thing comes to my mind is it is wrong to kill others.
Always?
Yes.
Under any circumstance?
Yes. Because
Wait.
We individuals living here across only words. We're not to serve some definite or specific service or goal.
Okay.
We just live for some to
Wait. No, this is an important point. All right, so what you're saying, and what's your name?
Mindy.
Mindy says that even if... Now, Mindy started saying numbers don't count because maybe the orphan contributes greatly to the general welfare. That would be a utilitarian reason not to kill him. But now Mindy says even if the orphan were just an orphan, useless, it would still be wrong to kill him because human beings... It's wrong to use human beings as instruments to other people's well-being.
Yes.
It's treating that orphan as a means, as a thing.
Yes, individual is the goal itself, not some instruments or means.
So it would be using this cabin boy, even if no one would mourn his death, even if the death was painless, even if they administered an anesthetic before killing him.
You can't imagine such kind of technology on Earth.
Okay, maybe not. But Mindy's point is, still, even if the general welfare, the overall level of utility, the general happiness were increased by killing this cabin boy, still it would be wrong because it's wrong to use a person as an instrument, as a means. It's a failure of respect of the individual. That's Mindy's point. Now, who disagrees? Who wants to respond to that idea?
Well, I think there's a difference between what is morally reprehensible and legally accountable. In this case, killing the cabin boy without due process. If I was judge, I wouldn't convict the boy because, in this case, you're hungry, you haven't had food for so many days, and you, in this situation, you have to do what you have to do to survive. I mean, I don't want to generalize or universalize this rule, but in this situation, this extreme situation, you have to do what you got to do.
You've invoked the utilitarian idea.
Yeah.
In defense of what they did. Mindy says, even if killing the cabin boy increases the overall happiness or welfare, it's still wrong because it's using a person, a human being, as a thing, as an instrument to other people's happiness, rather than respecting a person as valuable as a person. What do you say to that argument of Mindy? Why do you disagree with that?
I think it's just what you actually believe. I mean, maybe she's a big believer of counting ideas, but I'm more of a utilitarian.
Well, I know you're a utilitarian. But what I want to know is whether you can defend utilitarianism against the Kantian objection. Now, the Kantian objection is pretty strong, isn't it? The Kantian objection, as stated by Mindy in the cabin boy case, is it's wrong to use people. It's wrong to use people because that confuses persons, human beings, with things, with objects. Objects we use as instruments.
Well, but
persons are worthy of respect. What do you say to that?
But the cabin boy is really, I mean, maybe this is a little bit dehumanizing, but...
A little bit dehumanizing.
I mean, he's useless to society. Why can't we just kill him to save the streets? I mean,
all right.
even if the emotional loss, I mean, if all of them died, maybe the other three who survived, they have families and have friends.
Right.
But what about their emotional loss? I mean, they are suffering a huge amount of emotional loss.
They will. And so here is a kind of reply to Kant and Mindy, that to respect persons and not to use persons as means or as instruments, Mindy, is to pay a very high price in the overall happiness. Think of those families. So that's Howe's challenge to Kant and to Mindy. I want to press... how many agree with the defense of utilitarianism that Howe is offering? How many share that? How many find it... Does that mean everyone here is a Kantian? Huh?
I mean, seriously, nobody is...
What, does that mean everyone is a Kantian suddenly? How many here agree with Mindy and Kant on this question? Very few people are voting here. And maybe people are still making up their minds. So to press the argument further, I want to shift the story away from the cabin boy case. No, before I do, I have one more question for Mindy. No, but I have a question for you. Suppose they had agreed to a lottery to decide who would die to save the rest. Then would it be okay to kill the cabin boy if he had lost the lottery?
Still no.
No, still? Even if he had agreed?
I would like otherwise to distinguish two concepts. One is the perfect idea of justice. The other is partial solution to some social problems. And in the current case, I will explain that in the following way. I think justice is an absolute abstract concept. And
right.
It is justice. And there are many systems established by human beings of our world to serve as partial solution to issues.
All right, but I want to know about the lottery. They have a lottery,
yeah.
And they agree.
Lottery, for example.
That would not justify killing.
Yeah.
But they've given their consent. You're respecting the choice even of the cabin boy.
A lottery itself, it is a partial solution.
All right, let me just interrupt you because I want to shift to this other story. I want to make sure we have time to get to this other story to really test the utilitarian idea, the Howe's idea. Bentham's. The story, this is from a work of fiction by a writer called Ursula Le Guin.